For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth, only me talking the truth, ayy.
All right, what's up? It's Taz and Andrew Bogus sitting in for Mark Belousis, who will be out this week. We're coming to you live right now from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Thank you for listening across one of our great affiliates across these great United States. We appreciate that on CBS Sports Radio. Maybe you're listening on radio.com, on the app or the website, or maybe listening on Sirius XM channel 206 or the Sirius XM app. Channel 206 on Sirius is the home for CBS Sports Radio. So appreciate that. The phone number here if you want to call the show.
Attention hotline fans.
855-212-4227. That's an 855-212-4227. So we talked a lot in the top of the show, Andrew. We had a plethora of phone calls, and we'll get into it a little bit later on about the NFL owners proposing an 18-game NFL season where basically the main stars and starters would be sitting for two. They couldn't play all 18 games, just 16 games. We'll get back into that topic later on. We have a cool bench cut start later on where we're going to do a little baseball beer, beach slash pool beer slash golf beer. I have no idea what this is, but our producer, Mikey B, will explain it, and he's a pro. Have a little chatter on Zion Williamson later on. Andrew, we've got a lot to cover. A lot of stuff, but right now we're going to talk a little wrestling, a little WWE last night. Did Extreme Rules in Philadelphia. So I know you're not a gigantic wrestling fan, which is fine. You're maybe a casual fan, which a lot of people listening to the show are either hardcore wrestling fans or casual fans, yeah, because listen to me and Moose talk sports a lot, but some like to hear about wrestling. So last night was a big show in Philadelphia.
I heard.
Yeah, and something real big happened. You know, where they had the Universal Champion, Seth Rollins, was in a tag team match with his significant other, his girlfriend, who's the Raw Women's Champion, Becky Lynch, against Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans, and was a winner-take-all match.
So not Blonde Woman and Weird Bald Guy. That's not their actual names, as no, I described them to you this morning?
Correct. No, that's Lacey Evans and Baron Corbin. Right. And anyway, and basically the two champions retained their title, well, kind of. You know, they beat Seth and Becky beat Lacey and Baron Corbin. But then Brock Lesnar cashed in the money in the bank and became the new Universal Champion and defeated Seth Rollins.
I will say this. As Seth Rollins pinned the weird ball guy in that match end, and then the music kicks in, all of a sudden Brock Lesnar's there.
Yeah.
That's a good dramatic moment.
Well, that's called good TV.
Yeah, it's timing. Good production.
It's how it's done. It's funny, real quick. When Brock Lesnar, and every time he used to come out, they don't do it no more because I'm not there anymore. Mm-hmm. Whenever he would come out, whenever that music would hit. Pete, if you could grab Brock's music at some point.
Or just hum it, whatever you prefer to do.
No, we don't need him humming anything. Oh, okay. But anyway, no. When his music used to hit, I would hit a line called, "Well, Here Comes the Pain." And it was like, whenever his music plays, like, on TV, my Twitter blows up, like, all the time. Like, people saying the line to me, because they remember the line. So it's like the timing of the guitar in the beginning of his song, it does, like, a strum sound,
yeah,
which he'll play, and then I hit this line. But, well, here comes the pain. There it is. I just nailed it.
You did.
Haven't missed a step. It's been how many years?
It's like riding a bike.
It really is.
He just passed out.
Pete, did it not sound like?
It's exactly the same, yeah.
It's exactly the same.
I just saw it in person.
But, like, it's really weird what just happened.
Get the backup board.
No, because what happened was, as soon as I heard that guitar, I went into that color commentator mode.
Bring in Kevin.
Pete's beaming. Dad, he just said. He just did it. I saw it. It was right through the glass.
Amazing. It was.
Dad, it's so amazing in person, Dad.
Pete, did you say your leg was twitching?
It is.
That's
tremendous. Not your leg.
That's
bad scene back here. Can't describe what I'm seeing.
I apologize to Mike.
Oh my God, that was funny. But I gotta say, humbly speaking, not so humbly, I did nail that. I gotta tell you. But anyway. So the thing is, you're right. Production's great, and what you just said, Andrew, can aside, the timing of things is key,
right?
And that stuff's not rehearsed. There's the guy who runs the TV truck named Kevin Dunn, who's been there forever, and he's the big boss, the grand high exotic mystic ruler next to Vince McMahon.
Okay,
so his timing with the directors is impeccable on how to maximize the audience and the pop, we call it.
So give me, because obviously I don't know the backstory. I mean, I know what Brock Lesnar, I think it was in May when he won, whatever, you know, cash it in. I'm sorry for forgetting. But, like, did you know that was possible last night? What was the thought going in?
Correct. Yeah, because Paul Heyman's Brock Lesnar's advocate, speaks for him.
Okay.
So he's been teasing that Brock would cash it in.
Money in the bank.
Right. Cash in the money in the bank contract. So if we're quick, for those that don't know, so basically, you earn the right to win that match. So he won a match way back, Brock Lesnar, called the Money in the Bank match, where he wins this briefcase. And in that briefcase is this, and it's his own storyline, obviously, is this contract that gives him a shot at any championship he wants in the company anytime he wants. So it's basically a number one contender slot anytime you want to cash it in. So it's usually to your benefit to cash in the Money in the Bank when the guy that you're about, that you want to beat for the title,
right,
is beaten down. Like, right after, and that's what you saw last night. So he made sure he cashed it in storyline again, once Seth just got completed in this tag team match and was
right,
done. You know what I mean? So that's when he cashed in. It's just an easier story to tell, and it puts more heat on him. He's a bad guy, a heel. So the heat goes on him because, oh, wow, what a dirtbag. He cashed it in. Now all the guys hurt, type thing.
Yeah, I mean, it paid off.
But see, a lot of fans are pissed off, though, because they feel like they've seen this movie many times where Brock is the Universal Champion. He works a very limited schedule on the serious tip. He doesn't work a full schedule like all the other wrestlers do. So a lot of fans are ticked off about this, that he still gets the big push. But it don't matter if you're mad or not. He's a massive star. He's a household name. And you can't get mad at Brock for working out a deal on his contract that has him work less. Could you imagine, Andrew, that if Mark Chernoff was going to triple your pay and tell you got to work one day a week. You don't have to work 5 days a week.
Right, okay.
You'd be like,
yes,
I'm in.
Yeah,
yes,
it's a better idea than the NFL schedule thing.
But, but Andrew, he would have Chernoff said to you, but everybody in the company, all the guys here are going to hate your guts.
They already do, so it's fine.
This is
no difference.
Yes.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
So, basically, that's...
Pete just nodded yes.
Yeah.
Subtly, but I saw it.
Yes.
It's fine. So, I deserve it.
So that's the deal with Brock Lesnar. So, you know, it's a big deal that this happened, and now it makes you want to watch Raw tonight, Monday Night Raw tonight, because you want to see where they go with Brock Lesnar. You know, and I, truth be told, I fell asleep last night. I was watching the pay-per-view, but it was on late, and I get up early from work, and I watched it this morning, the main event. I missed the main event last night and then watched it this morning, but I was surprised, dude. I really was surprised that they... that he won the title again. And they said he was going to cash it in. But see, there was another championship at stake. Kofi Kingston wrestled Samoa Joe for the WWE title.
Right.
And Kofi won and retained his title. So he Brock, could have cashed in on Kofi.
Okay.
So any title he wants, you know.
Now, do you think that he will fight somebody at SummerSlam? Is that what's next?
Well, yeah. I would think that that's what they're probably going to do. It's kind of hard to... You know, I do predictions on my podcast, The Taz Show, about wrestling, but it's hard sometimes. It's like trying to predict the end of a movie while the movie's being written.
Right.
That's kind of what you do when you're predicting pro wrestling. It's a scripted show. It's a physical entertainment, but and it's athleticism and all that jazz, but it's kind of tough to say. But to answer your question, I do think that Brock will defend that title at SummerSlam. He'll go into SummerSlam as the champ. I don't see them keeping it on Brock that long. I think now, what is he, like the six-time champ? I think he's six-time Universal champion. So, you know, it was a big deal what happened there. The other thing that a lot of people, Andrew, aren't talking about last night was a match that was, to me, was tremendous, was Aleister Black defeated a guy named Cesaro. Okay, now there's no championships on the line, nothing like that. Aleister Black's a guy who, in WWE, is still on the come up, but he's a tremendous athlete, martial artist, does like a lot of different Kenpo kicks and stuff like that. Not to be confused with Kenpo sticks.
Yeah, no, you would never want to make that confusion.
Maybe you should bring the audience up to speed on what that was about. Before we went on the air.
The long story is, my dad loves wrestling. Like, you know, my dad's 73. So, I mean, we're talking like Bruno Sammartino, like original wrestling. Old school, long time ago. So this year for Father's Day, I couldn't figure out what to get him because he literally has no hobbies. He does nothing. No golf. Doesn't build things, fix things. Buying him a present is impossible. I buy him books, doesn't read them.
Buy him cigars.
I bought him, he loves Deadwood. I bought him a Deadwood, the DVD collection, won't even touch it. So then one day, maybe even Pete mentioned it, WWE Network.
Ooh.
Great idea.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'll set it up on his little Fire Stick.
Why don't you buy him some Taz Show merch?
I could do that too. I've worked with a lot of former athletes between here and my previous jobs. Yeah. Couldn't have cared less until I mentioned Taz. Then he's all in.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't listen still, but at least he knew who I was talking about.
That's great.
So I got him.
Efforts there.
Yeah, it's in his heart. So I get him. I get him the subscription. Hasn't stopped watching it. My mom now hates me because he does nothing. He's retired, so he just watches wrestling all day.
That's awesome.
So,
well, you know why? Because he can watch the old school
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. But he was watching this last night. Whatever the previous pay per view was, he watched that. And now I'm paid for. Like now we've the beauty of this app is you basically watch two pay per views and you've.
I don't picture your dad watching on his phone.
On the TV. I sign him in on his Fire Stick, and away he goes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So I realized this morning, hey, I can log in and watch pay-per-view. So I go in, and I get to the main event, and I'm watching this tag team bout at the end. And you mentioned, I fell asleep. How did it end? And I beat Pete to the punch. I'm like, well... Rollins and his pseudo girlfriend, because I didn't know if they were really real life dating.
They're real life dating.
Okay.
Yeah, Rollins and Becky Lynch.
And that's when I said the weird.
Remember Becky Lynch was in
here.
Yeah, she was in the studio, yeah.
And she's surprisingly.
Not tall.
Well, not tall, but I actually prefer her fighting than as in her street clothes.
Well, I don't know how you mean prefer her.
She was more of, to be a pig. She was more appealing to me, like fighting, than she was just standing next to me.
Well, maybe that's
because standing next to me, I realized that she could kill me. So that, like,
she can,
right? So like, that was an immediate defeat. Like at least on TV, I can admire her from afar.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Glad you could share your inside information
with
us.
So here we go. So I proceeded to tell Taz that the weird bald guy and his blonde lady friend
that's
get beaten.
Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans.
Because
let's use their names.
Because Corbin Burnson.
Corbin Burnson? Excuse me?
Roger Dorn.
Yeah. So Becky Lynch.
It's Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin. I'm learning.
Imagine if I came out here and said Tim Brady?
Well, this.
Oh, Pat!
Is that Tim Brady?
This,
You would have a heart.
Tim Brady!
Yeah.
Tom Brady!
The fight was billed as no rules or...
It's win it. Please.
No, but there was a thing. It was like no rules, but then there were rules.
Pretend you're researching a soccer
game.
It seemed
like there were no rules, and then there were rules.
It's kind of no rules. It's extreme rules in Philly. They're trying to, you know, whatever. But it's win it take all. So
yes,
whoever won the match gets
extreme
the championship.
Rules. I can do whatever I want, except the guy can't fight the girl, and the guy can't pin the girl. So at one point, Becky Lynch is in the ring.
Now, hold on. That's just so you know.
Yeah.
Let me teach you the difference.
Yeah.
Pay attention. When you have this type of situation where a male and a female are tagging up against another male and a female, that's called, and the men only fight the men, the women fight, that's called a mixed tag team match.
Yes.
When everything goes, women can fight men can fight women, that's called intergender.
Okay.
Intergender.
That's not what we had last night.
No, because WWE won't do that.
Okay.
And I'm not a fan of intergender wrestling. I don't believe that men...
Well, your friend Baron broke that rule last night because he did some weird move to Becky Lynch and that flipped Seth Rollins out. So he went and got a Kimbo stick.
A Kimbo. Now you got me saying Kimbo.
I know.
Yeah. This is what happened. So ladies and gentlemen, so Andrew's trying to break down wrestling to me
so
before the
proud
show.
Of myself.
I'm like
Taz, I can tell you what happened. Here's what happened, Taz.
And then he called it
a Kimbo
stick. M like Mary, Kembo. It's not, it's Kendo.
So it's not, right. It's not named after Kimbo Slice.
No. Which his name is Kimbo Slice, right, with an I.
Yeah.
So you screwed everything up.
Yep.
There's actually nothing called Kembo.
Are you sure about that, Taz?
I don't think of anything. It's not Kimbo Slice.
Can you confirm?
I can confirm.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a Kendo stick, and I saw the aggressive beatdown by Seth.
Yeah.
And Becky with those Kendo sticks on
Baron and
Lacy.
An interesting camera twist. They did a real, like, hard cut flashing of all those strikes live on the broadcast. It kind of freaked me out. I didn't like it. It gave a little seizure
inducing. I'm glad you brought that up. That's been, a lot of wrestling fans have been really upset with that. What they've really been over, going a little crazy with the camera work.
It seems too much.
Yeah, it's a little, you know, and I agree with you. When I wrestled for ECW back in the day, they would do this with the camera, but subtle. To the point that no one noticed. The key with that is, not that I'm a director, but I play one on the radio, I guess. But the thing is, you want to do it. What I've learned from TV guys in the business and trucks, you want to do it subtle enough that no one knows it's there, but it's
right
there.
No, this was
just makes it frantic.
Yeah.
They make it too frantic. It's just a little too much.
Well, what was odd to me about it, again, as
you,
a very obviously novice viewer, it like plays into the idea that it's not real. Like, it seems so exaggerated.
Okay, that's what you're
that
saying.
That it, like, yeah, was like, you, first of all, like, you had to know it was coming to be prepared to do it.
Right.
And it looked like such a, like, cinematized effect that, like, you were doing it, like, almost those, like, silly monster truck commercials, like,
yeah,
you know, Big Thunder coming Sunday.
Right,
like,
too much,
yeah,
over the top.
It was a lot.
I agree with you. No, I don't disagree with you. We'll take your calls here, talk on some extreme
I can answer
roles.
Any question you have on the broadcast last night.
We'll get to the phones here, and we'll
Kendo
get to our BCS in a little while. Talk a little bit about a little tennis. 855-212-4227. We'll talk WWE Extreme Rules when we come back from break. 855-212-4227. Taz with Andrew Bogus. Be right back.
This is WWE superstar, the man, Becky Lynch, and you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Aha! There it is. How quick is Bilotti? He's the man.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Yeah, baby, Incubus. Love these guys. And I just put Pete the Body on the spot and pulled it up 2 seconds in. He is the man. Hey, tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, CBS Sports Network brings you tennis like you've never seen it before. Don't miss this men's and women's action-packed showdown between Las Vegas and Washington. It's the World Team Tennis on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports.
The Washington Castles?
Wow, yeah. And the Las Vegas...
I'm unaware of their... That's new to me. Las Vegas World Team Tennis?
Yeah, the Las Vegas team.
Man, everybody, every league's going to Vegas, huh?
Yeah, wow. Look who just walked in here. Wow.
Oh, great. He's back.
Bilotti. Bilotti, how am I doing? You guys, you and Pete have the same last name.
No.
I said this to you before.
Yeah, no.
Say your last name.
Bilotti.
Bilotti Marco. Marco Bilotti. Your name should be Bilotti Marco. Oh. That would actually be better. Oh. Hey, from Sicily, Bilotti Marco. But you and Bilotti don't have the same name.
No, because he's a fake Bilotti. So that's why.
Oh, here we go. Oh. That's a problem.
I just have the better last name.
Yeah. Yes, that's a comeback. No. You hear that, Andrew?
Wow.
That
was hot. I did
hear
that.
That's a hot comeback right there.
Ouch.
All right. Well, anyway, before you do your update, Marco, I told you I have a little problem with you. I told you this about an hour ago.
I was looking forward to this. Yes.
Yeah. So basically, you have to work on your newsroom etiquette.
All right.
Yeah. See, this is awkward now, and I love awkwardness on the radio. It plays well.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, you are a very loud man. You know this.
I'm aware.
I'm
sure
your family tells you this. I have a feeling your whole family's loud. Like, not your. I'm talking about, like, how you grew up. Like, your parent, like, your household you grew up in, everybody's loud.
Father is loud. Everybody else, no. Me,
okay, because I grew up in a loud household, so I understand.
Right.
So, but you, sir, in the newsroom, you are dominating the whole newsroom. It's too much for me.
Huh.
It's in that early, and I love you, but it's too much. I'm trying to work. I'm trying to prep. You know me. I like the zen moments. I like to meditate
before
the show. I like some silence and some quiet. I know Pete Bilotti's always complaining to me behind your back about I don't want to put you on the spot, Pete, but this happens. So you know, just work
that
on that.
That doesn't surprise me.
Just work on that. Just please, could you not scream at the top of your lungs while there's no microphones around? In the newsroom.
Makes sense.
Stop. That's what I'm asking.
Good to know. Got to tell you, I didn't know that.
We handled, really? No one's ever told, all the years you worked here.
Nope.
No one's ever said, hey, Marco, you're loud as hell.
Nope.
No one.
No, I mean loud like as in, yeah, I mean, I get it when I'm loud, when I get heated or whatever, but
heated.
Being...
I've heard you talk about a regular conversation with people, and I can hear you, you know, from Parsippany.
Yeah, that, like, no, I've never gotten that, from the newsroom especially, no, that I've never gotten. That, see, now things to work on.
Work on it. You know, I work on things every day. We all work on things. We all want to be better, Marco.
I'm trying to better myself.
So I know you are.
This is good to know. I like information like this.
So it's your bed. Right? That's all right. Inadvertently, it's your bed.
Okay, yeah, I'm cool with that. I'll work on it now.
And we've asked ahead, so don't worry. When you, on the rare occasions when you have to actually do a sports report on 1010 Wins from our newsroom at 5:40, whatever, you can whisper it just so you don't bother Taz.
See, that's the one that I can't do. I was going to say, if it's the stuff on air,
that.
I can't.
That, of course, yeah. I understand that.
Because I like the
you
setup.
You didn't the first time it happened, though.
Because we do wind up. I was going to say, we are kind of like, you know, we're their newsroom, it's kind of funky that we have to go on air while we're around everybody else.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, it's weird for us, too, because you're kind of there, and I feel like it's in the middle of nothing, and you're the only one that can hear what you have to do on air.
I'm going to talk to Chernoff about that. I'll fix the whole thing.
You can fix that.
I'm going to fix the whole lay down here of this whole thing. Yeah,
This was all worth it now.
It's time I start sticking my pecs out here amongst these people and in power.
Yeah.
It's time.
And you got a sound. You got a sound booth guy. So you make two or three calls. Sound booth comes in.
I do have a sound booth guy. Yeah. Yes.
We'll have sound booths.
Oh, so maybe we get another closet built for us.
Yeah, I got a guy, Audio. Yeah,
right.
He comes in and he can work the whole thing out. He build a call. So I have a home studio that I do my podcast, the Taz Show.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that there.
Over 700 episodes.
Yes, we're close to 700. We're on a cusp of
rounding
700.
Up.
Yeah, we're rounding up. How's that update going?
Well, we're sponsored by the National Association of Realtors. Realtors do more than buy and sell homes. They stand up for your right to own one, too. That's what realtors do. All right, there was a lot of baseball, and we were close to seeing something we never saw before.
Ryan Yarbrough's first pitch of the bottom of the ninth inning is on its way, and grounded right side against the shift and into right field for the base hit. So there goes the no-hitter.
Actually, it was a perfect game, and Hanser Alberto broke it up.
Why did you say no-hitter? Because it was on a cusp of a perfect game.
You know what? And not just the announcer, because I'm surprised he did, because play-by-play guys are better than that.
They usually nail it,
And he's actually very good, Dave.
Speaking of play-by-play, have you ever heard Mike Baseglia, our producer?
I have.
He's unbelievable play-by-play. And Andrew, sitting in Andrew Bogus right here to my left, another tremendous play-by-play guy.
Him I've never heard.
He's very good.
One of the three times Taz has texted me unprompted he was one time watching me do a football game. The other two times where it was a Wi-Fi password and
share all information to everyone.
Where are the Mets?
And,
Why can't I find the Mets?
Oh, hey, Taz.
This is all true.
I'm Andrew Bogish.
Do I want to know exactly why you were listening to Bogus? Do I want to know that? Or
accident.
I'm a student of the game. I study sports. That's what I do.
And you're studying him? That's a problem.
No, because I was watching. It was probably, I don't know.
It was a Delaware game.
Delaware football game.
And you knew that Nasir Adler, who played for Delaware, was a draftable player. In fact, is on your Chargers now.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So I'm on top of all sorts of football. But I just had a good idea. 1v1, Mike. A 1v1. Play-by-play.
This is not going well.
Yeah.
This is a terrible
Andrew
idea.
Andrew Bogus against Mike Baseglia, 1v1. That might be something good when Moose comes back. Moose will love that one.
You ever run into Mark Moore?
Yeah, he might love that.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, well,
I feel very uncomfortable with
this. I think
this.
A 1v1 with you two cats might be pretty good. Dude, I'm telling you.
Marco.
Marco.
Can Pete do it?
They're both good.
This is stupid. And I know he just he played the draw. I remember playing his perfect game. Mike, when was that?
Yesterday.
What show?
8, 9 years ago?
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like when we first launched one of the other shows we were working on, I feel like we played like that whole inning or something.
Yeah, must
here's
have been
the 1-1. One. It's a ground ball to Keith Werman. Scoops it up, throws to first. It's perfection. Will Roberts has thrown a perfect game for the Cavaliers.
The passion. Who was the guy who hit the ground ball? What's his name again?
Peter Brady?
I don't know if I said who. I don't know. Remember who.
What's his name? Werman?
No, Werman.
Here's the 1-1. It's a ground ball to Keith Werman. Scoops it up, throws to first. It's perfection.
Wow. Who'd Werman play for? UVA.
Yeah, there's a lot of pros in the league now that was on that UVA.
Where's Werman now?
I don't think he made it.
he never recovered.
Chris Taylor of the Dodgers was a big part of that team.
Well, I'm looking at Keith Werman's Twitter. He's a science and future of society. Yeah, there's his photo, Angel.
I don't think that's him.
Perfection! Guy's like 100 years old.
It was a long time ago.
Oh, jeez. All right, so we're running with this play-by-play by you, and that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you need to do
But
more.
I appreciate the compliment.
You need to do
I have the meanest thing to say. I can't say it.
Just they go one-on-one. He might have to, you know, brush up a little bit. I feel like Bogus has got him on the experience.
No. Mean comment to me?
Well, yeah, and I have no basis to say it.
Well, you could text me, and I'll say it.
Okay.
Shut up.
Michael, Michael,
you done yet?
Andrew, do your update. I mean, I'm sure you should say, Andrew, do your update. How am I doing? Michael, do your update.
All right, that was that call we were talking about. AP actually had no hitter for some reason in their box score as well. But again, broken up, perfect game. Rays still win the game 4-1. That was in the ninth. We've never seen a combined perfect game ever.
I have to see. I'm coming in.
Oh, boy. I just got the text from Andrew Bogus, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to read. This is very mean. No.
It's terrible.
No,
it's
no, no,
so
no.
Mean.
And now no, Mike, get out. Get out of the studio. Mike, I'm not telling you. That's mean.
I want the sausage.
That's mean. Now people, Mike, should I say it?
It's so mean. And
don't say it. Let's not say it.
I'm not insulted by it.
You shouldn't be. I'm just kidding.
Actually, you should be insulted
no,
by it.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's kind of mean. I mean, it really is. It's not nice what you said.
Go ahead, Marco. This is why everybody hates me.
Yeah, Mike goes, go ahead.
Is that why?
Marco, come on, please.
So we didn't see a perfect game, but we did see something for the first time.
As 0-1 pitch misses outside, Tony Thomas is going to try to steal first. There is no throw. He's aboard. And we've seen it. Somebody has stolen first base. It is a professional baseball first.
That was Andrew Banstra, apparently from a helicopter.
Yeah, no base in the thing.
I mean...
Jeez.
Nothing makes more sense than that. That's the Atlantic League.
Yeah.
It's a fun league, but it's independent.
It is a fun league.
It's where guys go when they're like 36 and fat and can't play anymore.
Oh, that's
so that's
nice.
What that should sound like.
Yeah, the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs are playing the Lancaster Bombstormers, independent Atlantic League.
And that's Tony Thomas, the first ever player to steal first base. With the new rule now that you're allowed to run if the catcher doesn't catch the ball on any count.
Experimental. This is experimental, Marco. Please do the update. Andrew, teach me how to do the update.
Let's hope that never gets
experimental.
I tried to before the show. Didn't listen.
That 45-second tutorial.
Get in, get out.
That 45-second tutorial where I got yelled at, and apparently I was too loud anyway for Taz. So, so I just messed it all up right from the start. So I'll give you one last one. Hey, if you didn't hear.
No more?
Novak Djokovic won yesterday. He beat Roger Federer.
Five-hour game. Match, I should say, right?
4 hours and 57 minutes. They added two on at the end.
Unbelievable. You watched most of it, right, AB?
I did. I watched the first set and the last two. I was out in the middle, and somehow was still going when I came back.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Ruined my day. Love Roger Federer.
A lot of people say, that's going to go down. Like, people will be talking about this 15 years from now, this match.
Well, I mean, Marco had the Nuggets the first time, 49, that the men's winner there had won after saving
48
championship points.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
I'm not a big tennis guy, but I respect those athletes and stuff, but that is just insane.
It was nuts.
I'm not a huge tennis guy, but I did watch the whole thing yesterday.
Yeah.
And I will say this, and I realize I'm a fat guy. I would sweat more standing in the sun. I would look like Patrick Ewing at the free throw line. These guys were bone dry in the tiebreak in the fifth set.
Well, these guys
How
are in
possible?
Shape. These guys are hydrated. They're not eating brajut and gabagol like you.
It was 5 hours in the sun. How is
eating,
that possible?
I mean, they're not eating. Like, you know, they're not sitting down like you and I eating
look
a pizza.
Look, it's on the screen. They're bone dry. Yeah. How is
these
that
guys,
possible?
Look how handsome they are. They're unbelievable. Look at the hair on this guy. Just, you're right.
Yep.
He played 5 hours. He looks like he's ready to go to a wedding.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand that.
How clean this guy.
I sweat more on the walk to the car in the morning. How is that possible?
I wish I worked with men who look like these guys. I'd look better.
I'm
instead
out.
I'm around these.
Well, I'm out.
Men. Instead of I'm around the, you sorry sap people.
Yep.
You know, I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
But you would have liked this because Novak Djokovic wins in five sets and 4:57, and the crowd was very pro Roger Federer.
Yeah.
So when he won, he did like a little bit of a I just killed your guy strut to the net. And then, you know, they shake hands with the chair umpire. And then Djokovic goes back on the court and he's like looking up, like nodding, like, yeah, I just did that. He bends over and he eats grass. Like, that tastes good. Like, he was a pretty ballsy heel turn as when he won.
Heel turn. Look at the wrestling terms.
Boom.
Yeah, I love tennis. Trust me. No, I do. I love tennis. I really do. I love
you
tennis.
Look like a
I
tennis
just
guy.
Don't watch. I don't watch enough. I love tennis. I do.
Plastovics.
Yeah, I just.
I would pay a lot of money to see you with a racket in all whites and a headband.
Well, here's the problem.
Hit a couple balls back across the net.
Well, I got ink. I got tattoos. That's the first problem. See, if I was a tennis player, if I was a young guy back in the day, instead of getting into pro wrestling, I would have gotten into tennis. And I would have kept
one or the other, wrestling or tennis.
I would have kept the same physique. I would have got more ink, more tattoos, because none of these guys have it. And I always rock a, I always look good in white. I'm not wearing white right now. What am I wearing right now? Wearing black.
Yeah, I mean, black.
I'm wearing a jiu-jitsu t-shirt, so maybe tennis is not for me. But I'm just saying, I would think I would stand out.
So you look at the intimidation factor.
No, just to be different.
Okay.
I'd rock some tattoos, maybe wear black sneakers with black mid-calf socks.
You couldn't at Wimbledon, though. That's the problem.
That's what I was going to say. They have to wear white.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's ridiculous. I mean, hey, Wimbledon, change your rules, okay? It's archaic.
Those are the rules.
I mean, really, it's old. It's what are we doing? Let these people, let them express themselves. Let me see some colors.
You can, but like, the logo on your shoe could have been black.
That's it?
Yeah, your Taz logo could be black.
So if I wanted to wear an orange tee with a 13 underneath on my back.
Not allowed.
Nope, can't do that. Or a tribal tattoo with a picture of, like, Moose. I don't know, Ray Nitschke's face.
Right. Nope.
I can't do that.
Not allowed.
Nope.
Can't do that either, right? All right, no problem.
Nope.
So maybe I did the right. Maybe I went the right career path. Probably. I guess so. All right, anyways. We got the bench cut stock coming up. We'll get to the phones, too. BCS, the best place for a summertime beer. We'll get into that right here on Taz the Moose with Andrew sitting in. 855-212-4227. Be right back, jobbers.
Plestovix.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, doing more, I should say, is brought to you by Home Depot. The Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement. With everything you need to do, projects smarter. The Home Depot, more savings, more doing. Let's take a look at a player who is doing more for his team, Carlos Santana. Santana homered with two out in the seventh for the go-ahead run in the Indians' 4-3 victory over the Twins in Cleveland. And CBS Sports Radio toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. So we have a BCS coming up in a few minutes here, a little bit here, I should say. Talking about the baseball beer, beach slash pool beer slash golf beer. We've been talking a lot about the NFL and about the NFL owners proposing an 18-game NFL season where the starters can only play in 16 games. So we had a lot of people talking about that. So a lot of chat about it. Let's hit the phone line here. Go down to New Jersey. Oh, talk to our friend, John.
He is John. He is John. He is John from Jersey.
John, what's going on, Haas? You're on here with hey, you do realize it's me and Andrew Bogus. You realize that Moose
Mark Malusa
is not on the air today. You do know that, right?
Yes. The Moose did give me permission to call in when he was out.
That makes sense.
Can you call him directly on vacation to get his thoughts on things?
He's probably listening to the Moose.
No, and I don't think he doesn't take my messages on vacation.
What's going on, Haas? How are you, bro?
Hey, doing, brother. Well, first, initially I was going to comment on the NFL, which I think their proposal was just ridiculous.
Go ahead. You can have more commentary on it. We're listening.
Yeah, so I mean, look, if you're going to have 18 games, have 18 games.
Right.
But the fact that you're going to restrict where you can only play 16, I mean, I just think that's ridiculous. If you're going to do it, I think you put an extra bye week in, you expand the game day rosters to 53, they don't have to declare seven people inactive game day. You can do that, but, I mean, this nonsense of players can only play 16 games. If that's the case, then don't go to 18 games.
Yeah, that's why. That's just one of the reasons. And Andrew and I are on the same page, John. But we just don't think this is even going to happen. But it's an interesting topic, I could tell you. It is interesting because if you're having players and you're gonna sit them for two of those games, I mean, I can understand that from just so they have fresh legs and their body's fresh. But how do you do that? What is it? Certain positions? Is it? Every week, like it's just very messy,
I agree. And then also on Extreme Rules, by the way, yeah. I thought that was one of the best pay-per-views they've had in a while.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm with you, John. I mean, it was exciting. There was a lot of really, really good matches on the card.
Yeah. You had four title changes. Right. I thought the Strowman-Lashley match was insane.
Well, yeah, that was, for those that don't know, that was a false count anywhere. Complete mayhem. Well, I've done a lot of matches like that in my career, and I could tell you. I should say last man standing match, which is like false count anywhere. So basically, there's no falls. It basically means the last man standing wins the match. And they did a really big hellacious bump here where Braun Strowman won the match, where he beat Bobby Lashley. I was saying earlier, John, the Aleister Black. Cesaro match. If you look at the little nuances in that match was spectacular. Really good match.
Cesaro is one of the best performers on a nightly basis you'll ever see. I mean, he's not a household name. Cesaro is a saint.
He is a tremendous athlete, super strong guy, underrated pro wrestler as an athlete. He's very legitimate. I agree with you.
And just one more question. How much of an impact do you think that Paul Heyman either is having or will have with his new role now? Is it still going to be Vince as the guy, or is it going to be more and more Paul? Because I think more Paul is better. I'm a huge Heyman guy.
I've worked for Paul, and a lot of my success was because Paul gave me opportunity years ago. I worked for Paul for close to 7 years straight, and still consider him a very close friend. We talk a lot. The company's owned by Vince, as you know, by Vince McMahon, and I think it's always going to be Vince McMahon's call. He's never going to let anyone get too big for their britches, including Paul Heyman. I think Paul knows that. Paul knows how to work with and for Vince McMahon better than anybody I've ever seen. Paul knows Vince McMahon since he's young, like since he was going taking pictures at the Garden photography when he was a teenager, when Vince's dad owned the company. So that's how long he knows Vince McMahon, meaning Paul Heyman. So I hope I answered your question, John, because I don't think that full throttle will be Paul like or Eric Bischoff on SmackDown. Those guys have those executive director positions. Paul has a lot of clout, a lot of say, but at the end of the day, the buck still stops with Vince McMahon. And I don't think that's going to change as long as Vince is alive, to be honest with you.
No, I got you.
Yeah.
But hey, like I said, if last night's any indication, I think WWE's picking it up.
Yeah, they are. I mean, just quick question. Wrestling, did you have a problem with Brock Lesnar winning the Universal title, cashing in the Money in the Bank?
I don't have as big a problem as other people. I'm a big Brock guy.
Right.
But I think he needs to be around a little more than he's been. It can't just be plopping for the biggies and you never see him. I don't need to see him every week. Because I think that kind of adds a little bit where the champ, there's that mythical magic, that big guy to go after.
Right, right. But he's a star.
I mean, I don't want to see him once every 3 months either.
Right, right. So. I understand. Well, John, we appreciate the call, my man. Thank you so much. And by the way, Pete the Body, you're a big wrestling fan. You knew that, right, Andrew? That Pete's a huge wrestling fan.
Yeah, I'm reminded.
Yeah,
dabble in it.
Your opinion, I know you usually have hot takes on the Mets. Do you have... I'm just curious. I'd like to know what wrestling fans think about the Lesnar stuff, about him cashing, about him getting the Universal title again and WWE putting the title on him.
I think Lesnar's money.
Right.
I think
not Lesnar, Lester?
Lesnar. I think
Hendo.
Oh, watch that.
Anytime he's on a show, I think it just brings up the cachet.
He's a star.
He's a star. And I think anytime you can put a belt on him or anything to do with him being in the main event, I think it makes money.
Hey, now, Andrew, he said a word there. I don't know if you understand what this means. He said the word belt. You know what that means, right?
Championship belt.
Right.
Yes.
Do you understand the credo for WWE announcers and wrestlers with Vince McMahon? You probably don't.
No.
You can't say belt. You have to call it a title or a championship.
Okay.
When I was a color commentator.
Shouldn't Pete know that?
He should, but he's a mock.
Can't say strap either.
You
right?
are a mock. Right. You can't say strap either.
There's
a term called strap for the belt. But once when I first started as a color commentator, I called it a belt. And then in my ear, because Vince has direct line of communication, he said, Taz, can you see me in my office at the end of the show?
Oh.
Right? So
while you're on the air, he drops that?
Oh, yeah. No, I've been called to the principal office on the air many times.
Oh.
So Michael Cole, worse than me. He used to get berated. So now I got to go through an hour and a half of a two-hour show, as I said in the first segment. Like, what did I do? I had no idea what I did. Yeah, it's a true story.
Moose does that to me,
so,
too.
So, Moose does that to me.
As I'm walking now, I was like, I heard that. Don't worry, I heard it. We'll talk later. And what'd I say, Moose? We'll talk later.
Wow.
Mark Malusis.
You know,
he did it last week. When he was all, remember, he was...
Are you kidding? I thought you were joking.
We were talking about something with Boomer, and I was like, well, I mean, it is the number one. And like you were explaining to Moose, like, why...
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was a Chernoff thing. Like, he would do it for Boomer. He might not do it for us. And
right,
Moose
right.
was confused, and I just said, well, they are the number one show in New York.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all of a sudden, he was mad. He's like, I heard that. What did I say? The Boomer thing's like, before that. Like, I don't know what I said. It's like, yeah. You'll find it after the show. Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah.
Why is he like that? Mind games, man. Anyway, I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
I don't know. That's just sad. But anyway, so...
You got yelled at.
No, it's okay. Yeah, so, yeah, thank you. So, I didn't get yelled at. So, Vince said that to me, and so I go to his office, and he goes, you want a water, pal? And this is after the show. I go, yeah, sure. He sits down, he loosens his tie, he grabs a protein bar, he grabs a water. He goes, what'd you think of the show? It was good.
He wants you to walk into it.
Right, so... He goes, so look, I called you in here, you know. I'm thinking, yeah, 2 hours ago you called me in here. And he said, you can't say belt. I said, excuse me? Yeah, no, it's not a belt. It's not 1996 anymore. It's world championship. You've been a champion. It's called a title. We can't call a belt. A belt is what holds up your pants.
Mm.
I'm like, okay. And that was it. I'm like, I had to be called and summoned to the office for this? And Michael Cole was sitting with me. Because then he wanted him to come in the room, too. And then
right.
he just got mad at him, anything you could think of, and just yelled at Michael Cole. He was like, Cole would kind of get whipped on a little bit. I mean, at times he would. I mean, it was tough for Cole. But he's still there and flourishing, you know, so he's, you know, doing well as the lead play-by-play guy, so on Raw.
Now, when I was watching last night,
yeah,
there were three different announcer tables along the ring.
Bro, there was more than that. Along the ring there
yeah.
was, but they have a team of freaking announcers from all over the world, from Japan and Germany and God, I can't, China, every country you could imagine. It's just it's like the freaking United Nations
yeah.
of announcers. But you're right, ringside they have the American team, they had the Hispanic team, and the German team.
Okay.
Which, by the way, side note.
And the German guy has got a body slam on their table.
Well, yeah, the one German commentator had an orange pocket square. What a black suit.
Whoa.
That's a problem.
Whoa.
That.
Even I know that.
That's. I don't know. What I could tell you, he got ribbed and teased backstage a lot about that. You can't. That's my IP. That's my intellectual property. You cannot do that.
I bet you someone gave him the hanky.
Right. Michael Cole. Probably, yeah. Yeah, wear this. Taz will love it.
Wait, so
yeah.
you own orange? Is that your point?
In
here?
The wrestling realm, yeah. I kind of. Orange and black is me. Yeah, it's kind of my
Taz.
Thing. Yeah, it is. I mean, so. They've already had it, but a guy, Byron Saxon, was wearing an orange and black tie once, and Corey Graves teased him on the air. He said, you know, that's going to be a problem. And he said something like, he don't even work anymore. Cole goes, don't matter. It's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
Ding.
Yes, exactly. By the way, yeah, we'll get to the BCS later on in the show. Real quick, before we go to break, Mike, you said you were asking me to text, and I plugged my podcast, so go ahead.
I didn't. stop with that. You man. You all stick. But it is available on Apple Podcasts.
No, you had some good news. Share with the audience.
Yeah, well, the Apple Podcast has to accept you, and I officially got published during the last hour. So,
congratulations, bro. That's awesome.
Whatever, shower with me.
Oh, today.
Basketball Drives, yes, is now available.
It's called Basketball Drives.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good name, by the way, because you do the driving for delivery of food while you're talking about basketball.
Talking hoops, yeah, exactly.
You're doing podcasts, and you invited me on the show.
I'd love to have you on the podcast.
And I said...
Slow it down, buddy.
Right. I did say that. And
maybe not as polite.
Well, Andrew understood why I said to him, slow it down, because it's true.
Well, I mean, I said it before you did. You were trying to be nice, and I'm like, back away, Mike.
Well, because I need to, you got to get your sea legs on a little bit.
Right.
No, but I'm so excited to have a star arm.
I understand.
Oh, here it comes.
Yeah, I understand. But if Moose was here, he'd never say that. He would have never said that sentence if the Malusis was here. But
that's
I digress.
True.
That's true. But anyway, the thing is, Mike, you got to get some shows under, some episodes
I
under
know,
your belt.
I know.
I can't go on there and help you. Because I could go on there, episode 3, by episode 5, you're gone.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, iTunes is like, yo, dude, you got 6 downloads, you're done. Okay,
six and that's nice.
And then I and then I'm part of this thing. I can't
forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Why was Taz on this show?
Get you a 10 maybe?
No, because I'm a pro. You know what I mean?
A number until I can invite you.
Well, 10. 10. No. You better
100.
You better hit a zero. Yeah, yeah. 100. Yeah.
I can get you Pete for now.
Pete, what are you doing Wednesday?
My fee's going up, though.
I'm a pro, my friend. We'll get to this BCS in a little while here. We got the three coming up, too. A lot going on. Taz and Andrew sitting over here. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.